pictures to your ear to be viewed in the theater of your mind. Paul Mack presents Picture Phone.
Mean to tell me, Katie, Scarlett O'Hara, the terror doesn't mean anything to you? That's the only thing that matters.
It's our powerful and our pounding surf.
It's the only thing that lasts.
Superman!
That is what you get your strength. The Red Earth of Terror.
How long ago? When did they go out?
Almost 3 hours now.
Oh, Lord, hasn't that idiot son of your sense enough to know this country's not safe? Taking my daughter riding.
Your daughter is just as safe with my son, sir, as she would be with any man.
How safe is that with the Apaches and the warpath?
Yeah.
Does this mean that coming?
Coming
on, Spencer's little sister's hot date is with his best friend. Will he put their friendship on ice? Stand on a terrifying
beam.
Goodbye, sir.
I felt a great disturbance in the force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror, suddenly silenced.
His past is a mystery.
Nobody can say it.
But his work is already a legend. He wrote and produced his first gold record at 14.
How
about the only thing that's grateful? My mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you.
Everything's going to be all right.
I thank you.
Just Springfield and Kitty can't get out of anything. Rose, Lark, James, nothing can
happen. If you do not save your soul,
it is the greatest escape I've ever had.
You will have helped to set it free.
Take an awful big step to get us out of this.
I don't believe it either.
Take just about the biggest.
The show came out very nice.
Wait.
And we, if you'll just...
I remember, right?
Watch.
What day is this? The 21st day of June in the year.
Comedy.
I think that I have your miracle.
Well, hello, gang. It's William Wyle. And here we are on Picture Phone. And here we are on the set of Action America Pictures, Shadow of the Dragon. Things are a little busy around here. Excuse me. Watch out. Watch out for the cables on the floor there, okay? And don't stand in front of those guys moving all those lights. At the moment, everybody's trying to reset the cameras and lights and get everything all arranged for the next shot. So I guess I've got a couple of minutes maybe here to talk. You see, these days, since I started working on this picture, I hardly have time to do anything else. I spend like 18 hours a day playing associate producer. At any rate, it doesn't really leave me much time for much of anything else, which has really played hell with everything from my sex life to my complexion. And I'm not sure, but the two might be connected some way. I'll have to ask Uncle Freaky. He's the expert on these sort of matters. You might say, Bill, you are crazy for trying to work that many hours a day and turn out a show for Picture Phone every couple of weeks. Go ahead. I'll wait while you say that. And, of course, I would have to say, you're absolutely right. I'll wait while you say I know that, asshole. Anyway, the point is that when I first committed to doing shows for Picture Phone and for Paul Mack Presents, I didn't know I was going to be working on this picture. At the time, I thought I'd have plenty of time to sit here in front of the old four-track and turn out Picture Phone shows. But I was wrong. At this point, I really haven't had time to really put much effort into a show, and I know that it's going to show. What? It's getting redundant over here. I'm sorry. I'll get out of your way, guys. Wait. Don't want to get in the way of the guys with the ladders and stuff. Anyway, even though it's a lousy way to begin a new show, I'm going to have to start out this one by asking for your forgiveness, apologizing for, number one, getting the show on a little later than it was planned, and number two, for not being able to spend the kind of time to really produce big steaming piles of stuff in the best tradition of Palmac Presents, of course. Anyway, I promise you this. As soon as my work schedule lightens up on this picture, I'll be back producing the kind of quality recorded telephone entertainment that meets the high standards set by Palmac Presents, and that you, the American telephone callers, have grown to expect and, of course, deserve. And listen, I would kiss up more, but I just really don't have the time, okay, folks? I've got...
Hurry up, they need you up at special effects.
Really? Why? What's the problem?
Well, it's that time, you know. They want to test blowing up the car with a dummy in.
Yeah, okay, so?
Well, they don't have a dummy.
Hey, that's cool. That's my job. Anyway, look, folks, I've got to go. I've got to go handle this, so I'll be back as soon as I can. In the meantime, listen to this.
One, two, three... When the sun shone brightly on a TNT,
get my Ray-Bans.
Records have sworn that Paul Mac was born and did a show for all the doctors in maternity.
Wow, wow, wow,
I have a pain. He's back again.
Ooh, that hurt.
Maybe this guy is really insane. Mac's back, you see, at 33:30. He's doing shows on picture phone for you and me.
Now wait, that's me and you, not you and me.
I'm told in 1974 that Paul's first film left people wanting more.
Oh, no, bored.
By 1980, he had found dual phase, and then Dan showed him what the phone was for.
I showed him.
Pain, he's back again. Maybe this guy is really insane.
What's going on,
back, you see, at 33:30, he's doing shows on picture phone for you and me.
Me and you, get it straight, Pop.
Then in 1983, the movie Line took its place in phone history.
I dumped
it. He started out rough, but did a pile of good stuff at 761-3330.
Voice.
Got a pain, he's back again.
Yeah.
Maybe this guy is really insane.
Worry about it.
Back, you see, 33:30. He's doing shows on picture phone for you and me.
That's you and me. Me and you. You and us.
Then in 1985, the movie Line left and William Wilder arrived.
Sorry about that.
By 86, there was a whole new mix.
Yeah.
With CinemaScoop tapes about the latest flicks.
Wonderful.
Now I've got a pain.
Yeah.
He's back again.
Everybody.
Maybe this guy is really insane. Back, you see, at 33:30, he's doing shows on picture phone for you and me.
That's me and you, everybody, sing it, like me.
Then in 1987, Paul Mac said goodbye, he sent the line to heaven. The line was good, and it didn't sin, yeah. So like the South, Paul's mouth is gonna rise. And now I've got a pain.
Tell a doctor.
Maybe this guy is really insane. Max back, you see, at 33:30. He's doing shows on picture phone for you and me.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I've got a pain. He's back again.
Tell my doctor.
Maybe this guy is really insane. Max back, you see, at 33:30. He's doing shows on picture phone for you and me.
Me and you.
Me and you.
Us and them.
You and me.
Everything that I play in us, them and we, everything that I can, thinking of people, sing it.
Of Hoo-Ha, we'll be bringing you Schleppenwolf, Diana Gross and the Adequates, Peggy Leibowitz singing her hit, Is That It? And also, your ears will be blessed with the Creedman Seltzer Water Revival, Moms Are Mabley, and last but not least, the Nitty Gritty Schmutzig Band. And now, a cameo appearance by Glenn Cameo.
She really is so nice and has blue eyes and hair as blonde as it could be. Her tiny nose is little, but I tell you that it's big enough for me. She eats white bread and mayonnaise. She's altogether thoroughly refined. If she was broken, I would fix her, because I love that shitzer. I'm talking about that Gentile on my mind.
This is Buck Owens. That's country music, all right, but I'm not sure what country.
All right, guys, lift those feet up. Come on, lift them up.
Pick them up, put them down, pick them up. Put 'em down.
Follow me, boys, follow me. When you think you're ready, that's the time to lift your feet and follow me, boys, follow me. Pick 'em up, put 'em down, and follow me. Pick 'em up, put 'em down, pick 'em up.
Howdy, gang. This is Paul Mack, just checking up on Mr. William Wilde. William, William, what are you doing out there? You making a picture phone tape? Well, I hope this is a winner. Let me tell you. I better get my act in gear for next week's picture phone tape, which will be running. We'll just see what happens, shall we? Anyway, I got a couple of movies I saw this weekend. You know, I went and saw Stanley Kubrick's Lolita, and there's a film festival playing at the Los Angeles County Museum of Arts and Sciences, or whatever the heck it is. And I saw Lolita for the first time, made 1962, glorious black and white, starring Peter Sellers, James Mason, and a cast of crazy stuff, Sally Winners, among others. It was a fine picture. If you've never seen it, go out and rent it on videotape. It's a very interesting story. It's very Lynchian. I mean, I think if David Lynch made a movie back in 1962, he would have made Lolita. So go get it on videotape. Very interesting film if you like Stanley Kubrick. Even if you don't, go check it out. Interesting story. Lots of comedy in there. It's a black comedy. Hey, and I also saw Spike Lee's new film, Jungle Fever. And let me tell you, I came out of there with a headache. No, actually, it's a very depressing film. About relationships and such, but it had a good story to tell, a good message in there, and I think by far it's Spike Lee's finest movie to date, as far as the technical side of it, which I think he's really polished on, the director, and also the other elements of his storytelling, and everything came together quite nicely in this film. So go see Jungle Fever and rent Lolita on videotape. This has been Paul Mack, and I hope you all be fine and well on the William Wilde version of Picture Phone.
When friends are far away, long distance is the next best thing to being there.
Hiya, my name is Tofu Dorfman, and yes, and I saw this film called Softish, and it was very, 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 very funny. I laughed so hard. I could not control my urinary tract, and I peed all over myself because it was very good. And Sally Field, she was very, 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 very funny. She was much better than she was in Gidget or The Flying Nun. And there were more people in the film that I can't even remember their name. So many people. It was so very good. It was a good, very good, 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 good film. It was a good film to go see. And it feels good when you leave the auditorium where they project the moving picture onto the screen. It's very expensive to replace. So I say you go see it, because if you do not see it, you will not laugh so hard that you will lose control of your urinary tract and wet your pants. Thank you. This is Tofu Dorfman. Thank you. Yes. Yes, that is it. Bye.
Buena Vista, California, the Democratic candidate took a definite stand on the busing issue today by forcing 7 school buses into a multiple accident. From all over the nation have come congratulations and pledges of support.
Hold those kids off the road, will you? You're holding up traffic.
Well, hi there. This is Mark from the Comedy Music Comment Line in Reseda, and I just want to say to you, Paul Mack,
you've always had one of the finest telephone entertainment lines in the history of telephone entertainment, as was this one. I did hear it a few nights ago when you had it up and running. By the way, I am making this recording on Friday evening, June 7th, 1991, about 10 minutes to 9 Pacific Daylight Time. Ladies and gentlemen, support Paul Mack. Give him your utmost support. Leave killer input. I can't say enough for this gentleman. He sent me a tape of his. He went way out of his way. It's some of the best quality recordings I've ever heard. I mean, this man's got it all. And I think the least everybody can do is support him by leaving good input, telling your friends, your neighbors, your children, whoever would get a kick out of this. Pass his number along, okay? That's Paul Mack. All right. Paul Mack is back, and I dare say it's about time. I really do. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, do support Paul Mack Presents Picture Phone. 818-761-3330 on your touch tone dial.
Well, Mark, thanks for all the really nice words, and I really hope Paul Mack's check clears the bank. But at any rate, listen, Guy, if you're going to stay around in telephone entertainment, you got to learn a few things. I mean, you forgot the most important part of your comment. That's your own line plug, dummy. That's right, you were supposed to remind everybody to get off their butts and call that very unique comedy music and comment line at 818-701-9390 for output and 701-6450 for input. That's the comedy music and comment line at 701-9390 and 701-6450 to leave your input.
The round fought a choice.
Good to see you. Been looking for you everywhere. Killing me won't help you. Do the shot.
Well, Mr. Wiles, glad to see that you're back. I mean, it's been a long time since I heard from you. Oh, boy. Anyway, this is Michael, the Psychotronic dude. I was wondering if you would ever come back after the way your tape ended on, well, that other number. I mean, I was beginning to wonder if you really were dead. Anyway, I'm glad to see that you're alive and well, and, well, hope to hear more Wild Side, or is it Picture Phone tapes now? Anyway, are you in fact alive and well, or are the tapes being done by a hologram simulation of yourself? Anyway, one way or the other, let me know. Anyway, this is the Psychotronic Man. Later on.
No, Smeghead, I'm not a hologram, and I'm not dead yet. I'm alive and well. Well, I'm not sure about well. I'm alive and all right. Well, I'm all right if you happen to like that sort of thing, which, personally, I don't. And, Michael, the name of the other line that you mentioned is no great secret. It was the now-defunct telephone. One of the longest-running and certainly one of the best telephone lines ever to be produced. Unfortunately, the last few years at telephone had been nothing but encore, rerun performances from years past. And, well, I did try to get telephone up and going again by running Wildside shows there for the last couple of months of last year and into January. Unfortunately, things didn't work out quite the way they had been planned, and there's no question that the situation turned out to be
the most ridiculous, screwed-up mess I've ever heard.
No, wait a minute. Hold it. I wouldn't go quite that far. Anyway, it wasn't my fault. Really, it wasn't. But to explain it all to you would take a lot more time than I've got now, so maybe on the next show I'll tell you all the tragic saga of telephone. But Mike, thanks for asking, and by the way, Guy, best of luck on your exams. Be seeing you.
Huh? Hmm?
You ever see the Flintstones?
Sure.
Huh. Do you think Wilma's sexy?
Wilma's
Flintstones. Maybe we've been alone in deep space too long, but every time I see that Charlotte body, it drives me crazy. Is it me?
I think in all probability, Wilma Flintstone is the most desirable woman who ever lived.
That's good. I thought I was going strange. She's incredible. What do you think of Betty?
Betty Rubble? Well, I would go with Betty. But I'd be thinking of Wilma.
This is crazy. Why are we talking about going to bed with Wilma Flintstone?
You're right. We're nuts. This is an insane conversation.
She'll never leave Fred, and we know it.
You schmuck of you. I took this time off from work just to listen to see if there's a Paul Mac recording on 761-3330. And what happens? Well, it looks like the phone gremlins got into the...
Well, Rich, it looks like the phone gremlins got in the input machine, too. Sorry about that, sport. Better luck next time.
June 16th? You said June 1st before. This is Christy. It's 12. Hi. Okay. That's all. I just wanted to see if there's tape up. There's not. Thanks. Thanks a lot for letting me down. I was depending on a tape. Okay, bye.
No, Christy, Paul's first show was supposed to be on June 1st. My first show was supposed to be on June 16th. Okay, so we were both late, all right? I mean, the problems happened and things, life is like that, you know? I mean, it's nothing, we got him on late, all right? So sue me already. Whoops. I better not say that to you. You just might.
Yeah, Paul, I hope you're doing well, huh? But anyway, yeah. I might as well leave a review and everything. I'm gonna go by the West Side movie critic, WSMC, on the line. Hope you're doing well. I got a couple movies you'll be surprised at. Okay, the one's called Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken, a Walt Disney new movie, which is pretty good. Yeah, surprised I'm saying good things about Disney these days, but anyhow, yeah, excellent movie. You know, like it's about horses and everything. I like horses, and they dive in the swimming pool, and there's a lot of real weird things happen in the movie and everything. This young girl runs away from home, and then she gets out on her own and becomes successful and everything. So, yeah, if you get a chance, you'll catch it. You probably already have, but anybody else. One of the best movies of the year. I'll give it a double 10. Okay, God bless, though.
Hello, Mr. Wolfman, and I'm glad Paul Mack is back, man, and we have Wild, yeah, I'm glad they're both back in black, and I'll be not watching black and white, but the silver screen in color, okay. Anyways, take care, and I'm glad again that you guys are back, right on, baby, and we'll review a movie next week for you, okay? Take care. Bye.
Well, hail, the gang's all here. And it was real good to hear from both of you old-timers. And Wolfman, I'll be expecting to get that review from you next week. By the way, if you talk to your friend Michael from Granada Hills, you might ask him if he could take a few minutes off of leaving his movie reviews over on REC to leave us something over here on our input line. On Fridays and Saturdays, 761-3330 is the input line for Paul Mack Presents Picture Phone. Be sure and give us a call and leave us your reviews of anything that's entertaining. Concerts, films, books, television, arcade games, neat places to go, anything at all that's entertaining. So remember to call 761-3330 on Fridays and Saturdays and leave us some good stuff. Like this, for example.
Paul Mack. Glad to see you're back. It's the dude from Calabasas. How you doing? Saw a recent movie called Switch. And when I saw the previews, I thought it was going to be a lot better of a movie than it really was. Don't get me wrong, it was a good movie, but it wasn't great. It wasn't those kind of movies you come out of and say, God, that was great! You know, I didn't get that feel for it. You know, it was a great plot, but I think they could have did a lot more with
Anyway, that's a little movie review there about Switch. I don't know. On a scale of 1 to 10, give it about a 7. 7 on the Dude from Calabasas scale. Anyways, anyone out there want to call K-Phone for 24-hour free, fresh phone excitement, call it at 344-5000. If not, you don't have to, but that's okay. I'll leave it up to you. I'm the Dude from Calabasas. See you next time.
Well, gang, I hate to say it, but it looks like we're about out of time. Well, actually, I was out of time before I even started this show, but now I'm out of tape, too, so I'm going to have to wrap it up right about here. I will apologize once more for this show being somewhat lame for a debut opening show, but just be patient with me, and when I get a little more time, the shows will start to come together, I'm sure. Of course, I need your help, so be sure and leave me some good reviews, some hot input on 761-3330 on Friday and Saturdays. And remember, Paul Mack's next show should be up on June 30th. So don't forget to call and leave us some input for use in future Picture Phone shows. And I want to extend my thanks to all the phone folks and film fans out there who have been so patient and supportive and who've given us an excuse to do this crap again. So until next time, for Paul Mack Presents and Wildside Studios, this has been William Wilde. And thanks for letting me do it in your ear. If you missed any portion of this show, just stay on the line. It will repeat momentarily.